Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi guys, and welcome to a new episode of Couch Talks on Uni Therapy Podcast. My name is Kat. I am the host. And quick reminder before we get into today's episode that although I am a therapist, this is called Uni Therapy. This does not actually serve as a replacement or substitute for any actual mental health services. However, we always hope that it can be helpful to you in some way. Now, Couch Talks, if you're unfamiliar with it, is the bonus episode of Uni Therapy where I answer questions that you guys send to me, and you can send those to Catherine@UniTherapyPodcast.com. I always keep them anonymous so you can feel really safe sending in your questions, and I won't read anything that you tell me not to read. Only way I'll read something that you don't want me to read is if you put it in there and you don't tell me don't read this. So you can feel safe sending in your questions, and what I have learned and what I've come to know from living but also from doing this segment is that usually when you write in and you ask a question to me, somebody out there, more than one person most of the time, is going to also have a question or have a similar experience that they also need to hear about. They just maybe didn't actually send in the question. And so you're sending it in for not just yourself, but you're doing our community a favor. So I really do appreciate all the questions that you guys send in. Now, we're going to do one question. We're going to do normal format. You usually just keep it to one question. And so I'm going to read it and then we are going to talk about it. So here it is. Hey Kat, I am currently in grad school for clinical mental health counseling. I am about to start my practicum and I'm so nervous. I am also a nurse right now, so I do have experience supporting my patients through tough and emotional times. However, I find that a lot of times I either know what to say and cannot communicate it correctly, like the wrong tone of voice, or sometimes I just don't know how to respond. The response that always pops in my head is, that sounds really hard, which may be helpful for some people, but probably not a super great response. I feel like there's so many thoughts in my head on how to respond to my patients, but in the moment, I either say it in a weird tone of voice or I just end up going back to, that sounds hard. I'm wondering if you can either give advice for future counseling students, like, does it get easier or am I just not cut out for counseling? Or a couple ideas on different ways to respond to people going through tough times. Thank you. I love this question so much because I could not relate to this anymore. And this goes along with what I was saying earlier. There are so many people out there that are probably feeling the same way you are feeling. And I don't know exactly what was going through everybody's head when I was in grad school. But I felt very inadequate and I was so scared, so terrified, but I never told anybody. I wish I could go back and be a fly on the wall, but from what I remember attempting to appear very confident and not have as many questions or issues or fears than I really did. And it kind of bums me out thinking about that, because I always say now, like, you get to be new at this, and being new at something is wonderful because you don't have to be the expert. You don't have to know anything. You're allowed to learn. And when you're new, there's more than ever space for you to mess up and, you know, fall down and learn from those experiences, because there just generally are less expectations. Like, how would you know how to do certain things? How would you know how to respond in certain ways? Or how would you know to handle that situation if you had never been in that situation or seen that before? And counseling and being a therapist, yes, there's a lot of education that goes into it. It's also a skill that you aren't necessarily just born with. It's a skill that you develop. And I think part of that is why you still have to take 2 to 3 years after you graduate to get licensed, because you have to continue to develop the skill of putting what you've learned into practice. And I'm not sure how many people know this about me, because I don't know how many times I've said this on the podcast or if the people listening have heard it, but when I was in college, like undergrad, I remember thinking to myself, like, wow, how do therapists and counselors memorize so many things to say to people? Like, I thought in my head, which it's hard to even verbalize this because it doesn't make sense, but I really thought in my head that therapists were trained like specific sentence stems, like they knew what to say at what time, how to say it. Like, I just thought that they had kind of like scripts, and it wasn't this more human relationship experience where the therapist is very much a human and not a robot, which is just so wild to think about. But that's what I thought I was getting into. One of the reasons I was like, well, I can't do that. I can't memorize that much stuff. And you can't. That's impossible to memorize the right thing to say to every single person in all of the situations you're going to be put in as a therapist. And what I really want you to hear in the beginning of this is you are not alone in the experience that you're having. Even if it feels like you are not. I think that you are very much not the exception here. You're probably more likely the rule. Like, this is what it feels like to be a new counselor. And for people who don't know what practicum is, it's the step before internship. So it's less responsibility, and you might be doing more observation, and you're just at your site less than you are when you're an intern. My practicum and internship felt very similar because I did them at the same place, and they kind of just like threw me in with the wolves. And I mean, I sought out the place that I wanted to be at the place that I interned at. It was my dream. I was very excited. And at the same time, I don't think I've experienced anything more terrifying, because I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what I was doing, but I felt like I was supposed to. And I was afraid of many things, to the point that multiple times I faked sick to get out of going to specifically group therapy, which was a 3-hour. When I was an intern in the beginning, it was with all men, and then there's two therapists and then me. And in the beginning, it was terrifying, 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 terrifying. And part of that is because I think I knew that the people that I was working with were like, who is this girl? Like, she doesn't know what she's talking about. How is she going to help me? Which honestly is very fair. And I wish that that was something that could have been communicated and we could have named that. And I mean, I'm acting like I would have known this, but it would have been a really cool experience to have, to name that and to know that, like, hey, we're allowed to talk about these weird things going on. Like, okay, let's just name the fact that you don't think I can help you. And I'm going to name the fact that, like, I'm not going to have certain answers and I'm not going to know certain things because I am new. And what is that like? What is it like to sit with somebody who might not always know the right thing to say? What's it like to trust somebody who you don't know very well? And what's it like for me to hear certain expectations? I think that that could have been therapy in itself. But again, I never told anybody about this. I'm sure that my supervisors knew that I was very terrified, and I was pretty quiet, which shifted as I got more comfortable, which we'll get to the second part of, like, does it get better? But I never told anybody. I never really talked about it. I was so concerned with knowing what to say or how to be a therapist, because as a therapist, I think we really are looked at as the experts or people with answers. It's like, didn't you go to school for this? Like, you tell me what I'm supposed to do. But the reality is, or the reality rather that I have learned is, as therapists, we oftentimes don't have the answers. We have information and we can teach and we can do some psychoeducation and we can guide people, but we don't necessarily just have answers. We more so have skills that we develop that create a space for our clients to find their own answers or find their own meaning or find what it is that they are there to find. And if we could take some of that pressure off of, okay, a therapist is looked at the person who just knows what to say versus a therapist is a person who creates space in order to find the right words to say. So I just wonder what would happen for you when you think about how do I create the space that I think would be helpful versus how do I say the right thing that I think is going to be helpful.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So I just wonder what would happen for you when you think about how do I create the space that I think would be helpful versus how do I say the right thing that I think is going to be helpful. And part of creating space is just like, you know, if you think about, I was actually talking to Julia, one of the therapists that was on the podcast this week and works at Three Chords Therapy. I asked her, like, how do you know how to trust somebody? And we talked about that for a while, and that's a whole conversation, a whole nother podcast. But one of the things she says is there's a feeling I get, a gut feeling, like a feeling my body has when I'm with somebody who feels safe to me. And if we focused more on how do we create a space that kind of like the tension is removed and that we can just show up as ourselves. And I know for me, again, part of this is taking out the expectation that you're going to be right for every client, because you're not going to. That's just part of life. And you kind of just, you got to have that one client that says, I don't want to do this. Can I leave? And then you're like, okay, I got through that. I know what that's like. I know I can survive it. But going back to what I was saying, part of, for me, safety is when I know I can be myself, is when that's modeled, right? So when I have somebody that doesn't have it all together, when I talk about this a lot, one of the most helpful things a therapist ever did for me is gave me a little self-disclosure. She didn't give me too many details, but she shared a story that allowed me to know, oh, you have had stuff happen to you too. You have experienced this type of thing too. You are a human too. That means that as I'm a therapist, I don't have to pretend to you that I have it all together. It was just a really cool eye-opening, like, oh, you're a human? Let me be a human. So modeling, so not having the right thing to say all the time actually might be more helpful than you think. And then maybe some people have told you. And even as somebody who's, I've been a therapist for almost 10 years, and I can't prepare myself to say the right things for my clients still after thousands of sessions, because I have no idea what people are bringing into session. And I have no idea what that person is going to be sharing or experiencing or what happened. Even if I know this client for 5 years, they could come in and something could have happened that week that I would have never expected. And so what I can do is I can prepare myself to be safe, and I can prepare myself to be open and calm. And sometimes that means me saying to them, gosh, I don't know. There's nuance to this. I think that there is rapport in a relationship that is built that allows me to be a certain type of honest with clients and say like, man, I don't even know what to say to you right now. Like that might feel different to a client I've seen for a year than an intake session, you know? So I think there's nuance to all of that. But what I'm trying to get at is saying that sounds hard might be all you need to say. And when you're saying, I feel like I use the wrong tone, what's the expectation there? What's the tone that you're trying to get out? What's the tone that you're trying to convey? And maybe if you don't try so hard and you just, if it sounds hard, say it how it feels to you. Like, gosh, that sounds hard. Like, how would you talk to a friend? It doesn't have to be this mechanical therapist-y thing. And that's making me think the other day, I think it was in the same conversation I was talking to Julie about the how do you trust somebody. I listened to something, maybe it was a part of an episode, and I was like, wait a second, do I sound like that? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, my voice sounds different than I imagine it to be. It sounds way more calm and therapeutic. I've always imagined my voice to be, you know, not the typical therapist voice, which I don't think it is the typical therapist voice. But what I think happens is when we are sharing things like real and authentically, how they are really happening in our body, that calmness and that tone just happens, right? When I'm sitting here and not trying to sound like a therapist, the calmness in the, I can't think of another word, but maybe it's the friendliness or whatever it is, just comes because I'm being myself. And if I am a safe person, if I am being authentic, that's going to show. I think really this is a long-winded way for me to share with you that the best thing you can do, rather than to like find other things to say to people, is to, how do I find ways that allow me to show up as myself in these spaces and to kind of keep the I need to know that I'm a therapist, but maybe the hat is beside me and not on top of my head. Because what I really think can be more helpful than saying the exact right thing, because I mean, what even is that, is the experience of being with somebody who's being honest, who's in it with me. It's not better than me. It's not less than me. Is just in this with me. And sure, to some people saying like, you know, I really don't know the answer to that question. I'm going to find out, but I don't know the answer to that question right now. Or why don't we figure that out together? Or I don't know if there is an answer to that. Like, yes, to some people that could elicit this experience of, well, how am I supposed to trust you? You're supposed to know, I'm paying you. And at the same time, that might be their work, right? Sitting in the discomfort of not being able to control or fix or just have an easy way out or rely on somebody for XYZ. There's so much in that. We look at the direct experience we're having as the thing versus the theme that's really popping up in that. So if you have that experience when somebody's like, well, you're supposed to be the expert, you're allowed to respond with, and I almost like hesitate in giving you responses to this because I don't want it to be like what I would say, because what you would say is allowed to be different. But if somebody comes at you with that, it's totally fair to show up with them in that. Now, we have to monitor our counter transference and what's coming up in ourselves that wouldn't be helpful for this relationship. But to mirror back to them, like, maybe I'm not meeting the expectations you had when you came in here. Let's talk about that. What are those expectations and where do they come from? There's so many ways you can go with that. That doesn't mean you saying I don't know is bad. It might be an avenue for something really great that wouldn't have come up if you had the right answer. And in our grief, I'm going back to like that sounds hard. The grief part, we know that it actually can be really frustrating when somebody tries to say the right thing or fix or whatever. And acknowledging that like, that's tough, or, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. might be validating for that person, and that might be what they need. And saying like, I don't really know the right thing to say. I don't know that there is a right thing to say, but I'm here to listen, and I want you to know that I can sit with whatever you might want to bring up in the space. Those little things are more helpful than anything else, I believe. People can disagree, and I don't think that I get the final say on what is right in the space because there is so much nuance in it, of course. So I really want you to know in all of this that you're not alone. I do think you're going to get more confident in not knowing, but I don't think that you are going to become more confident in having all the answers, because the person who has all the answers probably has the least amount of answers than all of us. And I go back to what I learned from a podcast guest many years ago talking about self-awareness, is the more self-awareness we have, the more awareness we have of what we don't know. And so rather than learning all of the things, it's how do I develop more space for me to be myself? How do I become more comfortable with me being who I am and not who I think my clients expect me to be? That might be the avenue, because you can read all the books and know all of the things and actually be a terrible therapist. And not knowing all the things doesn't mean you're a bad therapist, which is great. So thank you so much for your question. I really think this is one that is going to hit the new therapist. It's going to hit the old therapist. It was honestly helpful for me to read and talk about. And we're in this space together. So thank you so much. If you have questions, feedback, comments, you can send those to Catherine at unitherapypodcast.com. You can follow us at unitherapypodcast. You can follow me at cat.defada. And you can follow my practice at Three Chords Therapy. I also want to give two little announcements. I now am a approved supervisor for LPCs in Tennessee. So if you live in Tennessee and you are a new therapist and you have graduated and now are working towards licensure, so graduated with your master's and working towards licensure, I now can provide that supervision for you. So if you're somebody who is looking for a supervisor, you can email me, Catherine@threechordstherapy.com, to see if we would be a good fit for that. You have to be in Tennessee. And also, we still have some merch. So if you have not gone on the website, unitherapypodcast.com, make sure to check that out. We have some t-shirts, sweatshirts, and some fun little items that you or somebody you know might love. So check that out. I will be back with you guys on Monday for a new episode. Until then, I hope you have the day you need to have. Bye, guys.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.